Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
It's time to open the floodgate.
Oh, hang on, man. Hang on. I just got a notification on my computer. It says, it looks like you're trying to discredit a billionaire who's funneled millions of dollars into philanthropic efforts. Would you like assistance? What do you think?
Well, Clippy Skippy, this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where you ask the questions and then we try to answer them as best of our ability, but you didn't ask them originally. It's a mind puzzle. You just got no idea. Yeah.
Like the first time in a year, you've gotten close to our normal intro.
Stumped. I'm John Beacon.
I don't even know how to start this show because I'm Nick Wood. How's it going, man?
Decent. I'm still alive. I'm well.
That's true.
Are you well?
As far as I can tell, I am as well as
Nick
I can
Wood.
Be.
Okay.
What?
You said I am, Nick Wood.
Oh. Do you know why the partially blind man fell down a well?
Oh, did he see that well?
No, he couldn't see that well.
Oh. Wow. Rip roaring.
I got another one. My friend, I was feeling pretty down and out the other day, and I was telling my friend about it, and he said, you know, it could be worse. You could be stuck at the bottom of a giant hole filled with water. I know he means well.
Okay. Redeemed. But I do have the best joke that's ever been joked.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you after the break.
Oh, that's way later.
No, that wasn't the official break. Like that, a break in my sentence, which you just did.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
10 tickles.
That's exactly right. What are we talking about today, Nicholas?
This week's your
speaking
fault.
Of octopus.
Yeah, speaking of octopus. This is one of those episodes, you've already read the title, you know we're talking about Bill Gates. There's a lot of conspiracy theories going around about him these days, and this is one of those episodes where I don't expect any conspiracy theorists to buy into what we're saying. Everything that we're going to talk about in this episode can be dismissed by believers by saying, well, how can you trust the media? How can you trust the World Health Organization? But you, dear listener, you will now, after this episode, have the tools to combat this in the wild should you encounter it. Because, John, I don't know where you got this from, but I was like, what do you want to cover this week? And you're like, Bill Gates.
That's all I said.
Yeah. And then you said you found this post on Facebook that was like very long.
Someone that I guess I'm friends with them. I was in a band and I used to just accept friend requests because I was like, oh, cool. They'll
listen
to my band, bro.
Yeah,
dumb. So over time, I mean, we've got a bunch of mutual friends. I might know them in real life. I don't know. But it looks like it was copy pasta. It's just this long post that was like from an article. It's got 10 shares on it. And it says, this is about Bill Gates and WHO, World Health Organization.
Yeah.
Insane. I'm using my First Amendment right. Facebook and the media is controlling what you read.
You know, that's funny. There's a couple websites that I went on to that are like, you're having trouble seeing us because we're being censored. Subscribe to our newsletter. It's like, I'm not having trouble seeing you because
you know who I'd like
that.
To cover next? Yeah. What's that company, the Epoch Times? The Epoch Times?
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're all over YouTube, and that guy is just the greatest.
You sent me a couple of those before, I think.
Yeah, because they're also funded by the dancing company, the what's it called?
The dancing company.
Yeah.
Ted Danson.
That's it.
So, yeah, you came across that. And
I'll find it.
Okay, right now, if you type in Bill Gates into the search bar of Snopes, you get articles such as, did Bill Gates tell George Magazine that an overpopulated planet would fall to a lung-attacking virus? Are Bill Gates and the ID 2020 coalition using COVID-19 to build global surveillance state? I think that's missing an article there, but is Bill Gates being sued by India over vaccination deaths? And did Bill Gates admit vaccinations are designed so governments can depopulate the world? And the more you dig into it, these articles are older than 3 months. These are stemming way back as far long ago as like 1997 to 2002, somewhere in there. He's just, if you know Bill Gates, he's had a long involvement with vaccinations. I think it was 97 that he started him and his wife Melinda started their efforts into trying to find a vaccine for malaria in Africa and spreading that around. But that has also come with a host of, I'll call them controversies for now, although they start to seep into the world of conspiracies. But there's, I don't even
it's
know
hard,
where to
it's hard to say that because they're all true. So it's going to be, you know, not to do, spoil anything, but.
Yeah, I before
and by
we
the
get
way,
into this,
before
yeah.
we get into that,
yeah,
Shenyun, it was Shenyun.
Oh yeah, we got to talk about them.
We will do a whole episode on Shenyun because you have to be in a cult that believes Trump's the new, the second coming of a god, and they want to destroy everybody, and they fund the Epoch Times, which is a Chinese right wing news organization in the U.S.
Yeah,
but anyway. I digress.
Yeah. So, just to clarify, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was set up to fund, as I joked about in the beginning, philanthropic efforts, mostly centered around vaccinations. But they also do things like trying to provide contraceptives to third world countries and stuff that they don't have readily available. But there was one conspiracy theory article. I don't know that this website is all like this, but they had several like similar articles you might enjoy, blah, 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 that were along the same vein. It's childrenshealthdefense.org. They had a pretty good timeline of the claims that are being made against him in the past. And one thing I love is when a conspiracy blog will write up all these claims about Bill Gates' history, chock full of sources, which is good. They have like every paragraph, there's like two links to another article somewhere. But then you click on it and you go to the source and it takes you to a study that directly contradicts what they're saying. But they take a quote out of context so that it's like, 151 children died because of the vaccines. And then the next sentence that they don't include is, but after further study, they realized that the vaccine was not related to any of the deaths. Stuff like that.
Jesus.
Like, so this is the exact sentence from childrenshealthdefense.org. It says, in 2010, the Gates Foundation funded a phase 3 trial of GSK, it's a company, their experimental malaria vaccine killing 151 African infants and causing serious adverse effects, including paralysis, seizure, and febrile convulsions to 1,048 of the 5,949 children. And when you, like I said, you pull up this article, it says the trials were conducted by a completely different company that had received funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And the side effects were known and normal risks when you go into a medical trial. So it's not like they were like, hey, try out this medicine. It'll work like a charm. They knew that this was possible side effects and they're not just going to turn people into lab rats.
It's accounted for and factored in.
Yeah. And the people know what they're getting into and they go into a clinical trial like that. They also make claims such as in 2009, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation sent well over 20,000 HPV vaccines to India, which led to 1,200 young women receiving adverse side effects, leading to 7 deaths, which is one death is not good. 7 deaths, 7 times not as good. And this is from Snopes.
Yep, I just checked that on my death calculator.
Thank you for checking that for me. From Snopes and Science Magazine, this is a direct quote from them. 5 were evidently unrelated to the vaccine. 1 girl drowned in a quarry. Another died from a snake bite. 2 committed suicide by ingesting pesticides. And 1 died from complications of malaria. The causes of the death of the other 2 girls were less certain. 1 possibly from pyrexia or high fever. And a 2nd from suspected cerebral hemorrhage. Government investigators concluded that pyrexia was very unlikely to be related to the vaccine, and likewise, they considered a link between stroke and the vaccine as unlikely. So
sad.
Sad.
But completely disjointed from...
Completely disjointed. I didn't find any claim of... I mean, with any vaccine, there's side effects. You go get a flu shot, they're like, hey, you might have some mild symptoms. Mm-hmm. Of course there's going to... In 20,000 people, 1,200 of them have side effects. That seems good to me, but maybe I'm wrong. And if that wasn't enough... It wasn't the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that provided the HPV vaccines. It was a program called PATH. It's Program for Appropriate Technology and Health, and the Indian government. They received funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They took that money and provided the vaccine. So it's not like Bill's just like going out with a syringe, poking young women with it and being like, ha ha ha, now you're not going to get HPV, but you're also going to drown a quarry.
Take some Norton.
I should also say...
Not his company, but yeah. Right. You get it.
I get it. It protects against viruses for those who...
Yeah.
Who have a good computer and don't know what Norton antivirus is. But that was also a supposed claim. I found no confirmation. Snopes found no confirmation that they actually provided the funding for this. That's just what the conspiracy theorists say. They also make the claim that between the year 2000 and 2017, 496,000 children in India got acute flaccid paralysis from the polio vaccine.
Aw, what kind?
Acute polio.
Aw.
Acute flaccid paralysis.
Oh, it gets less cute as you finish the sentence, but it starts out
acute,
pretty cute.
Flaccid.
Oh,
acute.
Aw,
flaccid.
Okay, let's move on.
So that's where like a portion or multiple portions of your body become paralyzed, and
also
this...
like what a joke to make through this horrible, terrible thing that happened to real humans. So I apologize. Yeah, no.
Flaccid is a funny word. We have to admit it.
Right, that's how you deal with tragedy sometimes, people.
Yeah. So APF, as I will, or AFP will, as I'm going to refer to it, will, it can be caused by polio, but there are other viruses that can cause AFP as well. And PolitiFact found no credible sources of the nearly 500,000 cases. But if you want to dig a little bit deeper, there was a study done on this to see if there was any link between Bill Gates and the 500,000 AFPs. And the curious thing is that when the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation came through and donated all this money to try to eradicate polio from India, cases of AFP did go up. Like, there was a huge increase year over year, like 5,000 new cases in a year when these vaccinations were going on. However, none of the cases of AFP were found to be linked to polio. Because in order for it to lead, like, you have to get the vaccine for polio. Mm-hmm. There's a 1 in a million chance that the vaccine is actually going to give you polio. And then that polio that you contract from the vaccine has to give you acute flaccid paralysis. None of the AFP cases were linked back to a polio vaccine. But then again, how can you trust the numbers at the World Health Organization? Yeah.
Yeah.
So not only that, but the other thing to consider is when a country is going through rounds and rounds of polio vaccinations, the World Health Organization knows that that acute flaccid paralysis is a thing, and they start tallying numbers of it. So in a country where they didn't have rigorous testing, they don't really have the funding to be testing for AFP. Now the World Health Organization is coming in and saying, hey, we're going to be checking this out because we know that there could be side effects like AFP. And they're starting to tally these people up. So what I'm trying to say is there were probably cases of acute flaccid paralysis going on.
That just were not counted for.
Exactly. The data just wasn't being calculated.
So kind of like what's going on in the U.S. right now.
Yeah. We're not doing tested for COVID. Mm-hmm. Unless you have, it's going to, what did we say? It's going to change the course of treatment or something like that. So who knows how much is really out there until there's rigorous testing around it. The other thing is people will compare it to one article. I saw them comparing it to Australia, where there's like 12 cases of AFP a year. Well, the World Health Organization doesn't look for AFP in countries where polio has been eradicated. So they're not tallying those countries up. So you're comparing it. You're comparing apples and oranges, but that's just what conspiracy theorists do. They just pick and choose the data that fits their needs for the situation, wrap it up in tinfoil and put it on your doorstep.
Mm, delicious.
So, yeah, the other thing, a lot of Indian scientists say that it's probably due to a lot of hygiene and sanitation issues that are going on in India right now that they're also trying to combat alongside things like polio, but very likely it did not come from the polio vaccines. The other thing that I found on some other articles about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, we'll go through these ones really fast. So there's claims that they were kicked out of India after causing the death of many children, like with the HPV vaccinations or malaria vaccinations. Turns out this is easily verifiable. They weren't kicked out of India. When these rumors started coming out, the Indian government came forward and said, hey, we didn't kick them out. We're still working with them.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's pretty solid evidence.
That's from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of people saying there's doctors speaking out against the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I didn't find a single one. Doesn't mean they're not out there, but I found plenty of them were like, hey, we got rid of polio in India. Can we call it a victory and move on? And then the last thing that I just want to touch on before we get into the things going around about COVID-19 is that in 2016, there was this claim going around that it's been rephrased a couple of different ways that he says vaccines can be used for, or he wants to use vaccines for controlling the population growth. This was from a CNN interview. He said, over this last decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made in both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children that need them. We only need about 6 or 7 more vaccines, that is, not children. And then you would have all the tools you need to reduce childhood death, reduce population growth and everything. The stability of the environment benefits from that. Right there, you have it. He's going to use vaccines to reduce population growth.
Okay.
Well, it turns out when you take a quote out of context, you lose the context.
Is that vaccine a anti-pregnancy vaccine?
Well, yeah.
Against the virus of semen?
Yeah. It turns out he was literally just referring to getting affordable contraceptives into third world and developing countries. That's it. That's all he was talking about. But you lose that context when you take a quote out of context. So that's Bill's history of controversy. And like I said, I wouldn't say that those alone are conspiracy theories, but they certainly fuel the one going around now about COVID-19. And I've seen a lot of different claims out there. I didn't read the entire article the post that you sent me, but the ones that I came across were either that Bill Gates wants to control the population, either like literally or like population growth, or he wants to microchip everyone and survey the world, or he wants the monopoly on technological vaccines.
Well, it's just a game of telephone. When you say control the population growth, yeah, because you want to add contraceptives, that becomes control the population, and then that becomes microchip and control people like robots. Like,
yeah.
Taco.
Well, there's not only that, but people will dig up anything that this man has said just to fuel their cause. I do want to point out that at least on social media and television, it was more popular than the conspiracy theory that 5G caused COVID-19, which is hilarious to me because I didn't hear any of the Bill Gates stuff until you sent me that. I heard plenty of jokes about the 5G causing COVID-19.
Yeah, and I've seen videos of people saying, you feel good about yourself, huh? Going up to like pole workers, people that are climbing up poles to install 5G towers.
And harassing them. Oh my God, people. What is wrong with
this? I think... Internet Comment Etiquette did a really good video on it.
I haven't watched his newest.
It's so good.
He had a video on the Clorox plan or something. I don't remember what it's called. but specifically, I think this goes back even further to an interview in 1997 that was in George Magazine. I mentioned this before. There's this image floating around with the cover of the magazine. It has like that little like what's inside blurb on the front. It says Bill Gates talks to John Kennedy about Murdoch, money, and world domination. Which of course they just mean like his technological empire. It's 1997. He's coming off of Windows 95 going into Windows 98.
Oh,
that's what they mean. The glory days.
Do you know how much Windows 95 specifically still impacts our generation? Like, do you know how many T-shirts I get ads for that are like called Vaporwave, but they just are ripoffs like of Windows 95?
Yeah. So there's that on the cover, and then they draw this line to a quote from an article. It's got like that big block text, you know how they do in magazines, where it's like a quote, but it's not part of the article. It's later in the article, and you'll get to it, but it's there for shock value when you turn to the page. And it says, worst case scenario, an overpopulated planet choked to extinction by a lung-attacking virus. So there you have it. Bill had this idea 23 years ago and decided to release it upon the world. But
then why didn't he copyright it and get paid?
Well, he mailed it to himself.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't hold up in court. So if you literally turned the page in George Magazine, you would have found the quote in the context of the article where it was actually stated by a writer, Arno Carlin. That's not even an anagram for Bill Gates. It's just a completely different person. Bill Gates was in the article, but he didn't say it. So I don't know. Jumping forward a few years to 2015, Bill Gates also gave a TED talk about how the point of it was a pandemic is a greater threat to humanity than nuclear war. We love to focus on World War III, but in our back doors, swine flu is going to come wipe us out, or bird flu is going to come wipe us out, or the next big virus is going to come wipe us out. That was the point of the TED talk. So then people say, oh, well, he was obviously trying to warn us that the plague was coming. And in my opinion, and I could be wrong, I would love for someone to try to correct me on this, but it is my opinion that it's more likely he spent over 20 years trying to provide vaccinations to the world at an affordable level, and he's seen the damage that a viral infection can do when it's spread and not controlled, and was speaking from experience on that. But I could be wrong.
Oh, you just could be a liberal, is what I'm thinking.
I am.
You're sounding suspiciously Democratic, Nicholas.
Sounded suspiciously like a libtard. That's not nice to say. But I didn't say it. They did. So then...
That's what Trump does.
That's true. The last October 2019, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation ran a COVID-19 preparation exercise called Event 201. And in this exercise, they determined that 60...
Push-ups are really hard. Oh, it was not that kind of exercise.
Not like the presidential exercise.
Okay.
They predicted that 65 million deaths would occur globally. Well, there you have it. They predict COVID-19 3 months before it happened.
You know, I have this... I've been texting my friend Matt here and there from New York, and we used to have this thing where we realized how impressive large numbers are.
Uh-huh.
So and they carry so much power that you don't need to have a context or a unit after it.
Right.
So we used to come up to each other and be like, hey, Matt, 500,000. 500,000.
And that's it?
I'd be like, that's you. I'd be like, no, dude. 650 billion. If you say it's slow, it's impressive. Isn't it so impressive?
Yeah.
So 65 million is a big number. I can confirm that from my experience.
I'm glad that
with
game
numbers.
Has... Yeah. So Event 201...
What's up, Matt Clooney? There you go. I said his
name. Shout out to Matt Clooney.
Yeah, he's giggling right now over that. Go on.
So Event 201 did happen in October, but it wasn't put on by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It was actually put on by the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation did participate, but did not conduct the exercise. And it had nothing to do with any sort of coronavirus. This is from factcheck.org. They say, the fictionalized scenario involved a disease starting in pig farms in Brazil and spreading around the world, leading to 65 million deaths. Again, that was all made up for the simulation. Videos of and information on the event are easily accessible online. The Center for Health Security has hosted similar events in the past, too. So again, easily verifiable information, but it's easier just to pick and choose the figures that, well, Bill and Melinda Gates were involved, and there was this pandemic that spread across the world and people died. So obviously they knew COVID was coming.
So like, why don't we blame the government that actually is doing awful things instead of just
like China?
Spending all of our time like wasting it on garbage information?
Yeah.
Can I say that? Is that too mean? No, it's not mean. That's how
no,
I feel.
That's what I mean. It is garbage information, but here's the last nail in the coffin, John. And if this doesn't convince you that Bill Gates is responsible for COVID-19, why did Bill Gates donate a quarter billion dollars to fight COVID-19? See how I said it slower the second time?
Yeah, it's a bigger number. So What? He did?
Yeah, he donated or is donating $250 million to help fight COVID-19 or find a vaccine. So this man must have an ulterior motive, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm dehydrated, I pretend I'm drinking water, right? Like, he must be doing something to kind of throw the snake, as they say, you know?
Do they say that?
Throw the snake. Yeah, like when you're trying to distract you, throw the if I came to your house and I threw a snake, would you be looking at me or the snake, Nicholas?
Touche.
Yeah, I just made that up,
what
too.
We were talking about.
So that's pretty good.
So here's what I don't understand, John. You watch Iron Man, and Tony Stark throws away billions of dollars for clean and renewable energy sources, and he wants to throw up a shield around the Earth to protect humanity from extraterrestrial threats for no profit, for no ulterior motive, and he's the good guy. He's the superhero. But now, the now again richest man in the world as of, I think it was December of 2019 or something like that. He's the richest man in the world again. He wants to help fight a virus, and all of a sudden he must be doing it because he's the bad guy? Well, you can't hold those two ideas in your brain.
I don't know. An Email Essentials Office 365 program is about $72 a year. It's a little pricey. There's some evil in that I just can't place my finger on.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably get away with doing like a $65 a year plan. But you do get 10 gigs, which is pretty good. So,
I feel like we're having some cross-pollination here. So the idea here is that the only reason he's trying to fight COVID is because he wants, and this is the general consensus I'm getting from resources online, is that he's doing this because he wants to microchip humans with the vaccine and either survey, control, or diminish the human population. And people cite him, there's an interview a long time ago where they boil it down to him saying, wouldn't it be cool if we could microchip vaccines? And I assume what they're pointing to or what they're referring to
was that a quote, or did you just say that? Did you just play a quote of him?
Yeah, it sounded just like him. And then he dabbed afterward. Have you seen that video of Bill Gates dabbing?
I don't think I've seen that.
I'll send it to you
after
this.
Okay.
It's really funny. He looks like those fainting goats.
Okay.
Yeah. So I assume that they're referring to a pilot study that was done in 2019, and it was a theoretical pilot study. It was just like people sitting around a room thinking about stuff. It was funded by, and I guess they probably had some questionnaires they sent out to people to gain interest on this, but it was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, conducted at MIT and Rice University, where they were trying to figure out if we could make a delivery device for a vaccine that would leave a tiny little mark on your skin. And that mark could then be used by, like, a phone could see it or some sort of device could see it, but you wouldn't be able to physically see it because it's on, like, the ultraviolet waves. And you could use this to build a digital identity.
Sounds suspicious. He's got to name it after himself. You have to build it. Nice try, Mr. Gates.
I mean, I'd argue, but that's the kind of logic that we're working with here. But then, like, doctors could use it to scan. They could scan it and pull up, like, a medical file on you or know what vaccines you've already taken. Or you'd be able to provide proof of vaccination. Like, for our daughter to go to school, we have to provide proof of vaccination.
Isn't that what the Apple Health app does, basically? You can input, yeah, like, if you have anything like that for emergencies.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. And then people say, well, we have Apple Medical ID, or we have our medical records. Well, there's some developing countries that don't. They just don't have that kind of rigorous documentation. And to that, I'd say, can we just show a little bit of empathy? There is a world outside of your bubble where they go to these countries and these kids don't know what vaccines they had, and they're orphans probably. And you just, they're out in the middle of the road and in the arms of an angel's playing. And
yeah, you just want to donate
a nickel a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, in order to, if there was some sort of delivery mechanism for a vaccine,
I call it a syringe, Nick.
That could, a syringe. But if they created one that could put a microchip in you, in order to track you or to a greater extent control you, like mind control you, it would need some sort of power source or connection to Wi-Fi or satellite. And you're not going to find that in something that is literally on the quantum level.
So, fella, tell you what, I microchip dogs. I've done it myself. It's like the size of a grain of rice. It's this big, scary needle. They can't feel it. You do it between the shoulder blades.
Yeah.
And Man, oh man, don't try this if you're not a veterinarian or hired technician. But it's passive. It is only active when scanned. So
it's like an RFID chip.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the idea. Think about how big your phone is and how big that has to be in order to connect to Wi-Fi and a satellite and all that kind of stuff. But the way that I would compare it is it'd be equivalent to tattooing a QR code on your body. In fact, it's the idea they came up with is called a quantum dot tattoo. It's just this tiny little dot they put on your skin. It's on the ultraviolet spectrum. You can't see it.
Pistol shrimps can, device. And they'll think it's rad because you got a tattoo.
They'll be like, oh, dude, you got the polio vaccine.
That is so sick. And then they'll kill you with their snapping claws.
Yeah. So I can see how having like basically a QR code tattooed on you would be kind of scary. But at the same time, this was just, again, this was a theoretical pilot study. It wasn't done on humans. It wasn't even done on lab rats.
Wasn't even done on pilots.
Wasn't even done on pilots. They wouldn't have been able to jump from this crazy idea to putting it in humans without their knowledge in just under a year. That's not how the world works. It might work in the Iron Man movies you're so fond of, apparently, but that's just not how things work.
Who are you judging the listener for being fond of Iron Man movies?
No, I'm judging the person who thinks Bill Gates is a bad guy for spending money on the world, but Tony Stark is not.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tony Stark starts off a jerk, and then he has a beautiful transition.
Yeah, maybe Bill Gates, like, I was going to say, like...
needs to collect some gems.
His mother and father were gunned down by an Apple computer in an alleyway or something like that.
Yeah, that's sad. Yeah. It's not true, so I'm less sad, though.
Yeah. So that's the extent of the conspiracy theories. How do you feel on the other side?
Oh, as a conspiracy theorist myself, yeah. Nicholas... uh-huh. I don't think you're listening to the media very well. I think you're a sheeple. I think you're a sherson. Yeah. And I think you should open your mind, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm indoctrinated.
Okay.
As I've been told.
You actually were told that. Realistically, like we talked about a little bit in the beginning of this, it's not an endorsement of Bill Gates. It's a denial of all this garbage that's going on with him. Because there's some stuff that I don't know the details in full with it, but sounds like I disagree with his charter school stuff and like ideas about public education. But man, I don't think he's got this big maniacal plan to dominate the earth just because he came out with Clippy, you know?
Right. I think that there's... I don't know. I think after the break, maybe we should talk about why people are so eager to support a conspiracy theorist a conspiracy theory like this, because
it gets me
all riled up.
Yeah.
So let's discuss that after the break. John.
Oh.
Where can people find us, buddy?
To take over the world. Is that what that?
Oh, I don't know. I was just doing a voice. I guess it kind of sounded like Pinky.
Yeah, a little bit. People can find us on StrangestLittleShow.com.
Yeah, and you can leave us a review on iTunes. That's the best thing you can do. And other stuff. John?
Yeah?
Why do you think people are so willing to be like, well, this guy, he has a crap load of money. He's already, over the course of 20 years, he's given away way more money than I'll ever make in my life. He's got to be doing it for evil reasons.
Yeah. It's because as civilians and citizens of the United States of America, thank you, we are overwhelmed with apathy because we have little control over our surroundings and political system, is what I think. So we try to find people and fun things to blame to say, hey, did you know that this happened? Whoa, that's pretty cool. And then you belong to a community of other people that share those same ideals. Because when you go out and you vote for somebody that you like, it doesn't seem like it's working and you feel a little discouraged. Sure. But you have more control over... this in some sense. Does that make sense?
I think that that's where one of my theories went. I was going to say, for some reason, I think just people are, in general, obsessed with discrediting rich people. Like, people love... like, if you go on Ask Reddit, once a week there's, like, what are some stories of celebrities being assholes? Because they want... I don't know what it is. Maybe it's... It's probably jealousy, but it might also be that they feel some sort of power over it. Like, now I know Tobey Maguire's a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say, like, further than jealousy, like, it does, I mean, that will tie into politics, too. It's like, you ever met, I mean, I guess you'll have met some super rich conspiracy theorists. I bet Elon Musk's got some garbage in his head that he wants to share with the world. But as far as this stuff goes, I think a lot of it has to do with not just a sense of community, but a sense of powerlessness, because there's stuff going on and you don't understand it. Like when we're old and we're just new humans and we don't know why the sky is blue, so we make up a religious reason for it. We do the same thing with pop culture.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, trying to think of a good example, but you're right. Like, I don't understand why this COVID thing is going on, but now I know. I got this secret piece of information that I can easily digest. Mm-hmm. It's Bill Gates. It's simple.
Yeah.
I also wonder if it's and maybe I'm showing my cards too much of my political opinions, but I think we're past that point. I wonder if there's a little bit of projection, because a lot of people, in my experience, being on this earth for nearly 30 years, a lot of the people that buy into the conspiracy theories don't show a lot of empathy for other groups of people. Like, you look at 9/11 truthers, they don't think about the families that were impacted of losing a loved one in this tragedy. They don't think about all the people that were just going about their day in the Twin Towers trying to do their job, and then all of a sudden they're not on this planet anymore. They don't think about that. They think about a shadow government or the Bush administration trying to push us into a war for money. And I wonder if that projection and lack of empathy leads them into thinking no one would ever do anything good without expecting anything in return.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's as simple as that. Like, well, I would never give away my money to give someone a vaccine. Hell, I won't even give my own kids a vaccine. So why would he do it for free and put billions of dollars into the effort unless he wanted something in return?
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful explanation.
Yeah.
Although Bush definitely pushed into war for money.
Well, absolutely. But
that aside, yeah, I think that when it comes down to, like, being a human animal, there are instincts and not only just ways that we're raised, but there's probably, like, certain intuitions that we have or needs and wants as humans that, like, some people experience more than others. And there's, that's how culturalism works, and wanting to protect your own. And when that gets down to the like most extreme, a lot of these people that have conspiracy theorists, they want to protect their other conspiracy theorists, and the whole world's out to get them, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Because as soon as you know the truth, then everyone wants to shut you up.
Then you're part of that community and you're protected by those conspiracy theorists.
Now you're special, right?
Yeah.
Now you're part of, like, I don't know, this is a weird comparison, but now you're part of, like, an endangered species list where YouTube is trying to censor you and Facebook's taking down your videos and no one's giving you airtime. So now you're being attacked. You're the victim, and you can play the victim card. Whereas before, you're just some crazy dude in a tinfoil hat saying that Sandy Hook was a false flag operation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so now that my blood's boiling, I think that'll do it for this week.
Yeah, no, that's great.
So I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
How did you do that? That was impressive.
Tibetan throat burping.